Initial reports from Armenia's presidential election shows that incumbent President Serzh Sargsyan has won a second five-year term with about 58% of votes cast. Correspondent Stefan Boss reports that the outcome comes amid concerns about the status of democracy in the country.
Armenian President Serzh Sargsyan was re-elected after a ballot that was closely monitored by the European Union. His closest rival, Rafi Hovhannissian, has 32% of the vote, and the lack of serious competition has led observers to question the democratic credentials of the election. The contest was also overshadowed by an attempt to kill a candidate. And the last presidential election in 2008 was marked by clashes in which 10 people were killed, though there were no immediate reports of violence this time around. Sargsyan has made clear he hopes the election secures the approval of international observers and ensures some stability after years of war and upheaval. However, questions remain over his policies with Azerbaijan over the disputed enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh following a war between the two neighbors, over the ethnic Armenian majority territory in which 30,000 people died. The president says he prefers peace talks, but is ready to fight again over the territory if necessary. However, the president of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, has already urged for calm.
The Nagorno-Karabakh conflict is unsustainable. That's quite clear. Both sides should make efforts towards a solution. Both sides are invited by the European Parliament to avoid any statement which could lead to more tensions and more conflicts.
Besides tensions over the enclave, President Sargsyan also faces economic troubles, with nearly a third of the population living in deep poverty. He seeks a trade agreement with the EU, but Brussels has made clear that requires also an improvement of democratic standards in the former Soviet Republic. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.